Arbor Audio presents Sleigh Bells in Valentine Valley, a Valentine Valley novel by Emma Kane, performed by Hilary Huber. Chapter 1. Valentine Valley, Colorado was decorated for Christmas. Twinkling lights lining 19th century brick or clapboard buildings, wreaths hung on shop doors, greenery wrapped around every old-fashioned lamppost. The sight used to fill Kate Finelli with happiness whenever she came home for the holidays. But now, as she drove down Main Street the day before Thanksgiving, the decorations only reminded her of her big Italian family and how she was going to break the news to them. Humiliation and anger crawled inside her like snakes, but once again she forced them down. She had to stay in control, and she'd been reminding herself of that all through the nearly two-hour drive from Vail. She'd soon be seeing her 13-year-old son, Ethan. Her embarrassment would only confuse and worry him. But the closer she got to her parents' house, the more dread built up inside her, making it difficult to swallow past the constriction in her throat. She found herself taking a turn she hadn't meant to, the Range Rover sliding a bit on the snow. Like a coward, she was circling back, away from her family, trying to find the words that would reveal enough to satisfy them, but not so much that her standing with her law firm would be jeopardized. And then she saw Tony's Tavern, a squat, plain building close to Highway 82, neon signs blinking in the windows. Three pickup trucks were parked outside.